Log Talk Radio.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello today. Hello today.
Hello.
We're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Now, she's going to have to help me with her name. She's live from New York, and she's going to have to pronounce her name. I call her Arthur Shekiah Rain. Welcome to the show today, Arthur. Could you pronounce your name better for me, please?
Certainly. Shekiah Rain.
Oh, I wasn't too far off. I was not too far off. Okay, now, okay,
no,
now.
No, you were not.
She's from New York. She's Arthur, Love, Lies, and Broken Heart. This is not her first time on radio. But I think this is her first book. Shekiah began her career as poet when she made her way to Blog Talk. Somebody got some noise going on in the background. Please get to eliminate the noise. Thank you. Shekiah began her career as poet when she made her way to Blog Talk Radio, hottest radio show, Wolf Hours in the Den. She started off with the name Ink Lips. Ink Lips. Shekiah acclaimed written pieces are What Was a Black Woman's Truth? Okay. What Was a Black Man's Truth? Purple and Love Is Not Love Remix. Everyone, welcome to the show today. Arthur Shekiah Rain from New York. Today, how are you doing today, Shekiah?
Hello, I'm doing fine. How are you? And I'm also from Rochester, New York.
Manchester, New York?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, Rochester, New York. Okay, Rochester, New York. Okay, okay, all right. Everyone, we have the author today. She's author of Love, Lies, and Broken Heart. My call-in, would you like to introduce yourself to the guest we have today? Call-in line, go ahead.
All right.
Yes,
hello,
I would
everybody.
Like to say,
I'm sorry.
My name is Midterm, and I'm just glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And that. Oh, okay. So, Kyle, tell everyone what motivated you to write your book. You look very young at a young age. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, I suffered from emotional and mental abuse from the time I was 23 to 24. I was dealing with narcissistic relationships, and I also was dealing with the death of a loved one. I had a stepsister who was murdered back in 2014, and I did not know for 2 years. I found out on my 21st birthday that she had been murdered at the hands of her girlfriend. This news sent me into disbelief, and I struggled with forgiving myself and the person that took her away because I did not have a relationship with her for a very long time due to family issues. And when I graduated from college, I got into the world of poetry. I got into the world of poetry, and I was part of Wolf Hours in the Den. I started off as a caller coming in and also being a member of the Wolf Pack, and then I slowly became a co-host. During that time, I developed a relationship with another writer. I won't use his name. He and I became friends, and I also helped promote his first book. I soon became a part of a group that he created on another social media app, where it was him and four or five other women who were in the group. In this group, he was verbally and emotionally abusive towards me and everybody else. I have a disability known as Asperger's syndrome, and he often used my disability against me. And I would try to leave, but he would always pull me back in and say that he would never do it again, but the abuse would always get worse. I did not know that I was dealing with a narcissist. And when I got away from the relationship, when I got away from the friendship, I started studying up on what narcissism was, and I was definitely in the clutches of a narcissist. And with that, I used my creativity as a guide of therapy for myself to put the stress, the anger, and the hurt that I was dealing with into a story that sometimes people, that someone can relate to, especially from girls who are at a young age, because mine is centered around a young girl. She's an aspiring singer who is dealing with some of the worst things in life right now, with a dysfunctional family and trying to find her way in the world, but also dealing with her family's issues and a lot of dark secrets that she is going to uncover. When I first started this book, I really didn't take it too seriously. I had just left a book project that was supposed to be my first coming out, but I had to step back and I had to be on my own to find my footing in the world as a writer. And I also felt like it was going to be a very toxic relationship, so I had to leave. And the inspiration also came from a TV show that I watched called Shameless, and I love the story centered around the youngest Gallagher. I don't know if you guys watch Shameless. If so, if there's anybody in here who watches Shameless, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Carl Gallagher. He was an inspiration for me, and also there was a girl on the fifth and sixth season who played his girlfriend. Her name is Jalen Barron. And her father was also a police officer on the show. The actor's name is Peter Macon. And I was very inspired by their characters and also the actors that I made my own story. Then the first night I started writing it, I believed it was good, and I just thought when I put it down, it's like, oh, this is going to be something I'm going to forget about in a while. And that's when something told me, it's like, you can't let this go, and I kept writing. So for 4 more years, I kept writing the story. I changed the storyline over 5 times until it fit right. And now, here we are.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. You okay? So you are.
Okay.
We get it. You changed the storyline. You kept the story. The story that you kept. And you basically just kept it for a while, and you changed the storyline. Yeah, you got everybody
right.
Say she was, no, like, in a relationship with. She didn't know the time that it was. She was going with a narcissist at the time. She didn't know it at the time. She did a little studying, and she found out. Now everyone, she is the author. Love,
mm-hmm.
Lies, and Broken Hearts. And I ordered that book today. I'm waiting on it this evening. I should have it this evening. I'm going to my locker. I should have it this evening. Now, everyone, you'll see. I already bought the book. I'm just waiting on it. Come in, you know, and I'll take a picture with it. I have it in my hands, you know.
Oh,
like everyone, like I'm saying, everyone, this book is available at Amazon.com. Am I right, Sakaya?
Yes, it is.
One, you listen, you can go pick the book up, do like I did. It's $20 and I think 73 cents. But I'm waiting on mine. Soon as we finish the broadcast, shortly after, it says before 10 o'clock, but I'll have it before 10. Yeah, I'll have it waiting for then. Yeah, okay. So now, I had a lot of people over the years come on the show. And I don't want to know yet. I don't want to put you on spot by your age, but you are one of the very youngest ones. I had another girl pretty young, but you are the youngest one I've looked like I've came across. Okay, now let's further begin. Now you said something about you wrote a book about did you finish the book about what is a black what is that? What was a woman's truth? What is a black woman's truth? What is a black man's truth? Did you finish those novels?
Oh, those were not novels. Those were poetry pieces.
Oh,
those were poetry pieces. Yes.
Okay. Okay, there, poor. Now you did some time as a host. Are you still doing a host? Are you still being a host?
Yes, I'm the host of my own show called The Chronicles of She.
Carnivore Defeat?
Chronicles of She.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. All right. She's her own host. She's not only a writer, she's a show host. She's a show host as well. Now, do you have any kids?
No, I don't have any children.
Oh, she don't have any triggers. Now, are there any fruit? Is there any future projects you're working on?
Yes, I am going to be. There's going to be a book 2 out of Love Lies and Broken Hearts, as well as a 3 and a 4. And as for my podcast show, I do music interviews as well. I'm also looking for new. I'm always looking for new talent to come on my show, music interviews. So if you know any musicians, please send them my way. And also, I have good deals for people that come on. I'll promote your music. And right now, that's pretty much it. And I'm also hosting a gift card contest for people who read the book after you are done. After you are done reading the book, you make a review, and depending on how good the review is, you win a free gift card.
Okay. Okay, now, okay, one, you just tuned in, you live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We on, we're live with Sakai Rain, I believe from Rochester, New York. From New York, you're live. You just tuned in, whether you listen to Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatever you're listening, we're live with Arthur Sakai Rain, Rochester, New York. She's live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today. Well, now, based on what you heard on my calling line, we're going to go back to your calling line so you get ready. Right now, calling line, based on what you heard and what you would like to ask Sakai, go ahead right now at this time, my calling line. We're talking about calling line.
I would like to say I'm glad for you to, you know, overcome and to succeed, you know, in all the things that you are doing. And I'm very impressed, you know, and glad for you.
Thank you.
And I want to get your book. Now, the show, I didn't get the name of that.
The host
of your show?
Yeah, it's called The Chronicles of She. Chronicles.
Chronicles of She?
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, okay. Okay. And I want to encourage you to tell you to keep up the good work. Continue to keep doing what you're doing because you're doing amazing things and that is very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now, Sakai, I know.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to inform you, but it should be very, very easy. When people come on my show, what I do, I always ask them, what would they do? Just say if they saw a youth headed the wrong direction. You saw a youth that was headed down the wrong road. What advice would you give that youth a chance to straighten up? What advice would you give that youth to straighten up?
That's a very good question. I would tell them, you are so much more than being half loved or being given half a chance to think that you don't deserve better than what you are being given. You can change. You can change. You can do whatever you want with your life. It don't matter what anyone thinks. You just got to believe in yourself. I know that's corny, but you have to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, amazing things do happen.
Okay. You got to believe.
I see potential in you. then you're gonna be just fine. Just take, just put yourself first. Put yourself first.
You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Because what will you do if somebody don't believe in you? You gotta believe in your own self. You know, first you gotta believe in God, you know. You
yes.
gotta believe in God.
Exactly.
And somebody tells you, oh, you no good, you can't do it. Why would you believe that? You shouldn't believe that. You should have self-confidence in yourself. Don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't believe, you can't. It's bad news if you don't believe, because you're finished if you don't believe. You have to believe, you know. No matter how things look, you have to believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to take the first step of faith. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
And so we know that you kind of, you're not quite as old as me, Shakai. I know that. I think you're not quite as old as me. But I will actually, just anyway, because you're still young. Did you grow up in church?
My father took me to church every Sunday when I was with him.
Every Sunday?
Yes.
I remember going to church. I remember my mama whooped me in church one Sunday.
Yeah,
I was playing in church along with my brothers, and my mama, she was singing in the choir. She came by the choir and whooped me, you know, whooped all five of us.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, then she went back to the church. See, that's how it was. Went back to the choir, started back to singing. See, we're living a different time zone than you live in, Sakai. You know, you get weasel, man. You say the wrong thing in public, you can get whooped back there, and better not say nothing.
Oh, I know. Oh, I definitely know that.
Yeah. That's how it was. My sister, that's my sister on the line you're talking to, Annette. She'll tell you. You see she laughing, she'll tell you. Yeah.
Was he a rascal at church?
And I can tell you how bad. I had four or five brothers and sisters. So, you know, but yeah, okay, we'll go back to Sakai. She's author. Love, Lies, and Broken Heart. And that book is available on Amazon.com. Now, you do any poetry poetry reading?
My first poetry stand-up was when I was still in college. It was my second time in college. It was my first poetry stand-up. I would like to do a poetry stand-up in the future because I have a lot of poetry in my books that I would like to discuss. And also, if any of you would like to hear me on the original show, War Flowers in the Den, you can go on Blog Talk Radio and look it up because I'm on there. You can hear it.
Okay, how can they hear that again?
You can look it up on Blog Talk Radio, Wolf Hours in the Den.
Wolf Hours in the Den. And that's the show she was host of for 4 years, right?
Yes. I actually became a host in around 2018, and then the show ended in 2020.
2020. She had Wolf Hours in the Den. She was a host on that show, Wolf Hours in the Den. Now, how is your this book, Love, Lies, and a Broken Heart? How has it been perceived by the people? How is it coming along? Did you just write it? How long has the book been out?
The book has been out now. My release date was February 14th, excuse me. So it's now been 2 months. 2 months. And the reception has been good. I've been pitching it to people, and today I have reached now orders 55.
Good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's very
Thank
good.
You.
That's very good. And I know I'm going to love the book. I told my sister yesterday, I've already bought it, and I was waiting for her to come in. My sister, in that case, I was glad. I told her I was waiting for her to come in. I was telling her yesterday, you know. And we have to support it, man. Like I'm telling my sister, when we wrote a book, I was nobody. I wrote my book in 2006. That was no help, really. You wrote a book. If you didn't have an agent, you didn't have no help. And I told my sister, that's why I try to help people. Because when I wrote my book, you just had to get out and walk on the beach, sell the book. Facebook wasn't even out when I wrote my book. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm under Solakin Publications. He found me during my year of college, and then he gave me a deal just in 2 days. He gave me a deal in 2 days. So that is my publisher, and he's been a good help. He's been very good to me.
That's good. That's very good. That the company's
right.
Very supportive of you. That's good. That's very good. Your company is very supportive of me. Gave a deal. That was very good. Now, everyone, we want you to not only listen to the show, but support the authors. It really don't make a difference. But nowadays, it really don't make no difference if you're black or white. It just make a difference if you're right or wrong. You know, that's all. That's how I see it. You can support a black person. You can support a white person. You can support anybody that, as long as they're right, you know, that's how I feel. You're right or wrong, you know. I've never been a racist. I've never been one. I help anybody, and they'll tell you, I help anybody. You know, I help them till they start. You know, they give me a reason. I give them a reason not to. You know, that's how I do. And everyone, we're gonna move on along. I've been asking you things. Now here's your chance to say. To tell the audience anything that you want to tell them yourself this time, Sakai. Is there anything you want to tell them, you want them to know?
I just want to know, anybody who supports this book, I promise you, you will not regret it. And for those of you who are just meeting me, thank you for taking time out of your day to come on and listen with me and Larry and his sister. It's really appreciative. And if you have any questions for me right now, please go right on ahead. I'd love to know.
Okay. I would like to say I'm going to get the book, and I'm going to be sharing it, you know, with other people as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Also,
all right. Okay. Go ahead.
Also, for those of you who are ever dealing with a narcissistic relationship, just know you can get out. You can get out. You are worthy. And don't let anybody tell you different.
Right. Now, for you, some of you, so it won't catch you by surprise, a narcissist, I probably can't pronounce it right, but narcissist, that's somebody, to my understanding, that just think that so much about themselves. You know?
Yes.
It just, you know, about them, only them. They're the only one important. Everything around them and around everybody else is not important. What's important is what happens around them. That is a narcissist. And that is a troubling situation. You know, you cannot satisfy a narcissist. You cannot. It might try to tell you, it might try to put the problem on you. It might try to put the blame on you.
Yes.
To make you
yes.
feel like it's you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that is
so true.
Narcissist. Right. And that's what she's telling you to be aware of, and you can get out of a narcissist relationship. That's basically what she is telling you. And everyone, I think she's done a fabulous job. I think Sakaya. Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you before I get ready to close. And we talked about it, Sakaya Rain. Is that a stage name, a Rain? Is that your real name? Is what I want to ask you.
That is my pen name. My real name is Taylor.
Okay. Okay. That's what I told my sister. Sometimes we go in different names. Like she said, she was going to Ink Lips. Ink Lips was the name she used once. You know, we go, we make names, you know, we go in. You know, so her real name is Taylor, you know. Yeah. Yeah, you know, everyone, you know, I'm glad to have Sakai on the show today. And first of all, like I always say on the Gospel Radio Show, well, we always give God credit on the show. We always give God thanks on the show. If you don't do nothing, tell him thank you, you've done enough. Should have tried to do more than that. You know, should have tried to do more than that. And God always say there's one or two people that are gathered together in my name. There I am also in the midst of them, so now we know what God is. So we know he's right in the midst of us. So everyone, I'm not going to go too further long with so I want you to go get the book. I want you to support Arthur Sakai Ring, Rochester, New York. Go get Arthur. Go and get Love, Lies, and Broken Heart. Do like I'm going to do today. Take a picture of it. Show the author you are supporter. It might, you know, show the author that you support her. And, you know, and pretty sure she's pretty good. I'll read the book today. And I'm looking forward to reading the book. And everyone will give God everything. And it's a blessing to have her on the show. I thank you for coming on today, Arthur.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I thank you for coming on. And we're going to do two more things before we end the broadcast. First, we're going to go back. Okay. Now, there's anything else that my call in, that you can say anything else that you want to say? She always called my show. She always attend. And I had the people laughing, just like Michael Jackson got his little sister Janet. So I got my little sister down there. She calls the show all the time, you know. Very
right.
Painful, you know. I mean, and the call. Oh, she read it. She read it. So she meet people in different states, you know. She was glad to meet Sakai. So if there's anything else you want to tell Sakai, then I go back with Sakai, then I conclude the broadcast. So in that, we're gonna play the episode back on Facebook. So people who, if you missed it, you're gonna hear it. I'm gonna put it on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, so nobody won't miss the broadcast. They're gonna get a chance to see it. They're gonna get a chance to listen to it anyway. Yeah. I'm gonna post it after we finish. So in there, there's anything you like to say before I can go back and hear anything you want to say in that?
I really enjoying you. Yes.
Okay.
I really appreciate
that. Okay. Now we'll go back to Sakai from New York. I think you've done a wonderful job with your book, Love, Lies, and Broken Heart, that's available on Amazon. Is there and she's also on Facebook. You want to contact her, you know, about buying her book. You know, you have an email address?
Yes, I do. I am SakaiaRain@gmail.com.
Okay. SakaiaRain@gmail.com. You want to buy a book, you can contact her there. You know, and then she does more than that. She's also host. If you want to talk to her about that too, SakaiaRain@gmail.com. And it's a lovely day, nice sunny day. And of course, all the ambulance sirens you can hear, you know, on my side. But I'm just enjoying the day, lovely day, you know, with the author, you know, from New York. We're in St. Louis, you know. Okay, so everyone, I'm getting ready to conclude the broadcast, but I do want you to go get the book, Love, Lies, Broken Heart, from Amazon. And Sakai, before I conclude, I want to thank you for coming, and it's your show, and I would like for you to tell the people any last thing, anything in your heart that you want to tell them before I conclude the show, because it's your interview.
Okay. Y'all be blessed, keep your crowns high, and also remember, you're worthy.
There you go, everyone. Be blessed. Keep your crown high. Also remember that you're worthy. Always remember that, everyone. Thank you again, Sakai, for from coming all the way to New York. Well, you didn't come, but you did call. Thank you for calling all the way from New York, all the way to Rochester, New York, all the way around the world. Glad to have you today on the Arthur Laboratory Gospel Radio Show. This concludes the broadcast. Arthur Sakai Rain, Arthur of Love, Lies, and Broken Heart from Rochester, New York. Everyone, everyone, have a good day and God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Thank
bless you,
you
Alan.
God bless y'all. Peace.